Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rubling moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Rubling moves to third. Miles moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rubling scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubeling. Kennedy moves to third. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to home to get Kennedy. Rigney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Turner reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Turner moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Potter covering. Safe. Turner scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Potter. Krivic scores. QL moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rubeling. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Turner scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCoy covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein pinch hits for Nels Potter. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis strikes out. There goes QL. The throw from Hayes to second, and QL is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles throws the ball into McCoy, who tags Kennedy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Turner moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Moses reaches second base with a double. Miles moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for George Caster. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brancato moves to second. Two outs. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rubling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Rubling reaches second base with a double. Brancato scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.